It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll take Turkey 101 with the host of Wisconsin Foodie.
First, in an open letter this week, a group of scientists and other scholars argue that gray wolves in the western Great Lakes region should not yet be removed from the federal endangered species list. The species has been on and off that list in recent years thanks to court decisions and other legal challenges.
This letter comes as a rebuttal to 26 other scientists who sent a letter last week to U.S. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell. They argue that the western Great Lakes gray wolf population has rebounded enough to justify wolves losing their endangered status. So why are we seeing such a split among experts?
John Vucetich is one of the scientists in favor of federal protections. He lent his voice to this week's open letter. He's a wildlife ecologist and associate professor in the School of Forest Resources and Environmental Science at Michigan Technological University. He joins us now to talk more about why he thinks wolves should stay on the list. John, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, yes, it's great to be here. Thanks.
So, John, we have two groups of scientists and experts in the field arguing two very different things. You say keep these wolves on the endangered list. First of all, why? Make the case for that.
Yeah, sure. You know, the question about whether wolves should be delisted is complicated. It has many parts. There are legal dimensions, ecological aspects, social aspects as well. But what's most important is you can't even approach this question about delisting wolves unless you first ask the question, what's the purpose of the Endangered Species Act? And on that point, there's controversy, and I think that's what's at the root of this controversy as well. Some people think the Endangered Species Act, its purpose is limited to making sure that species don't go extinct, and that's it. However, other folks think that the Endangered Species Act is premised on this idea that we've done wrong by a number of species that live in our country. We've done wrong by them by restricting their ranges greatly, destroying their habitats, this sort of thing. And that to do right by these species, according to the Endangered Species Act, we ought to recover these species to maybe something like most of the places that they used to live. Now, that view of the Endangered Species Act seems to be supported by most legal scholars. It's been supported by about a dozen court cases. It's consistent with the congressional intent at the time of the ESA being signed into law. And if you appreciate that take on the Endangered Species Act and then realize that wolves in the lower 48 occupy only about 10% of their former range, this leads one, I think, to the answer that they probably still belong having the status of endangered.
Now, in that narrower interpretation of the Endangered Species Act you mentioned, it seems like, as you mentioned, the goal is non-extinction, keeping the species around, presumably enough biodiversity, genetic diversity within that species so they can stick around. Are we, even with that narrow view, are we at that point? Do we have enough of these gray wolves in the western Great Lakes region to meet that narrower standard?
Oh, I think more or less, yes. If the goal is just to make sure they don't disappear from the lower 48, if that's it, then probably there's a case to be made that they don't need to be endangered.
What would you like to see, though, beyond that, to not just keep them from going extinct, but to go somewhere along that path toward restoring them to what they once were?
Well, you know, my greatest wish really is to first of all for American citizens to understand this really is not a question just about wolves. This is a question about the Endangered Species Act. There's approximately 1,000 species protected by the Endangered Species Act, and we've reached this juncture, this point in history, really, where we as the American people are confronted with this question that we don't quite know what an endangered species is. Obviously, legal scholars have their views. We've heard this week from the views from two scientists. But I think the American people need to kind of wrestle with this question and kind of understand what is an endangered species. And that's my greatest wish, is that we come to understand that. And when we come to an understanding of that, then we live by it and abide by it and try to do right by species according to that view.
Talking to John Vucetich from Michigan Tech, he's making the case in favor of keeping federal protections under the Endangered Species Act for the gray wolves in the western Great Lakes region. In this other letter, people are worried about the integrity, this is a quote, the integrity and effectiveness of the Endangered Species Act. They're making the case basically that if we don't take animals off the Endangered Species Act, if we take a long time to do that, it might make policymakers, states, and others more reluctant to put other species on in the first place. Do you worry about that impact?
Well, maybe two thoughts. One is that many species that are on the Endangered Species Act right now are not there because states decided that they wanted them to be there, but they were put there because somebody had to sue to have them put on there. And so that would be one thought. The other thing is that I am absolutely aware of the fact that there are threats against the Endangered Species Act from people who are not keen about it. But I don't think that the right way to fend off those threats is by ceding some of the things that those folks are interested in anyways.
What would need to change in order for you to support ultimately delisting the great wolf? What would you like to see in terms of numbers, habitat, range, protection?
Well, you know, I think the most important thing is to kind of understand, again, that, you know, wolves only occupy about 10% of their former range throughout the United States. And so what I think is what's really needed before we start delisting wolves from any particular region is to ask that question, what is our federal government's plan for the entire country? I think really that question comes first.
And what should that plan be?
Well, that's the responsibility, of course, of the Fish and Wildlife Service to come up with a plan that makes good sense. And the plan only has to be consistent with the law. And the law is complicated on this point, so I'm absolutely paraphrasing, but just for the sake of clarity, the law suggests, to many people anyways, that to be recovered, the species has to occupy most of its habitat. So if we just take the literal definition of most, you know, just 50% or more. And so from 50% to 100% is a huge range, and the federal government may well have that entire latitude or range. It's really kind of up to them to figure that out. And whatever is appropriate, it's certainly clear that 10% is not right. That's so far from the mark. And so I'm happy to see kind of, you know, reasonable proposals from the federal government as to what would be appropriate.
A concern that might arise from the public is, okay, if we're bringing them back into their old range, some of that range might now be residential areas or farmland, or hunters might be concerned that wolves are competing with them to get deer in a region. Mixed use, zero-sum game, people might say. How would you address those concerns from the public?
Yeah, a couple of concerns. One concern is that, you know, it wasn't all that long ago when we first started recovery efforts for wolves. And, you know, for example, the recovery team leader for the Great Lakes thought that the Upper Peninsula of Michigan could only have three packs in the whole state because they thought that Tasmosis could be supported. And clearly that's not the case. We have so many more wolves than that now in Michigan. And so the point of that little story is that both wolves and people can surprise us. And surprise us in the sense of getting along better than we sometimes presuppose. That would be my first concern. My second concern along these lines is that if we decided as a people that, you know, we just don't want to live with wolves in all of these places, you know, I would, as a citizen, I guess I would have to accede to that if that's what we all decided as a group. But then we can't just say, okay, we'll delist the species and call that a success. I think we have to say, well, we've chosen to not recover it. And if we choose to not recover it, that's, you know, maybe that's okay, but then we shouldn't declare it a success, which is what happens when you remove something from the endangered species list.
I know it's a twisting and winding process. Are you confident, based on where things are now, that the gray wolves in the region will stay on the endangered species list?
Oh, you know, I've worked with wolf issues long enough to know that what's around the corner is often a surprise. And so, you know, I think this is an important ongoing issue, and I'm not good at predicting what's going to happen next on that account.
We'll leave it there. John, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Thanks so much.
That's John Vucetich. He's one of the scientists who signed on to an open letter this week calling for continued federal protections of gray wolves in the western Great Lakes region. He's a wildlife ecologist and associate professor in the School of Forest Resources and Environmental Science at Michigan Technological University.